ماشاءاللہ مولانا کیو این ایس اور دیسے ان اردو سمندر میں کوزا میں سمندر ڈالا. یو پٹ دا ہول اوشن ان ون کپ ایز اٹ از مینشن دیٹ دا سمری آف آل دا پریویس کتاب دیٹ وا ریویلڈ تورا زبور انجیل از آل ان دا قرآن کریم اینڈ دا سمری آف دا ہول قرآن کریم از ان سورہ فاتحہ. And Maulana has presented this, and this is what Islah is all about. Allah give me first of all reality to ponder and think. Those few words that have said, this can change the life of the whole Ummah. Allah give me all of us tawfiq and understanding, inshallah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي هَدَانَا لِهَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَحْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَا اللَّهُ وَأَكْمَلَ لَنَا دِينَنَا وَأَتَمَّ عَلَيْنَا نِعْمَهُ وَرَضِيَ لَنَا الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا فلا نعبد ولا نستعين إلا إياه. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقد قال تعالى أيضا في مقام آخر: قد جاءكم من الله نور وكتاب مبين يهدي به الله من اتبع رضوانه سبل السلام ويخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل لقد نسبت به نسل الذي أقمي أمرتك الخير لكن ما أتمرت به وما استقمت فما قولي لك استقمي. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاع عظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاه والأكم روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتهم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Firstly, respected elders and friends, a very important reminder for myself and all of us that whenever we hear the name of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should recite durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What passion, what enjoyment, as we have learned, it is only through the sadqa of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we exist and the whole world is existing. And then also, as our Shaykh reminds us, very, very important, that we are living in a time of what is called nifaq, a time of hypocrisy. So much of hypocrisy within myself that outwardly I look like a Muslim, but in reality what is my inside only Allah Ta'ala knows, and I can't hide my inside from Allah Rabbul Izzat. So this is a time of nifaq, and Hazrat has taught us that a person who recites 100 times durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to recite 100 times durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam sallallahu ta'ala sallam won't even take us 3 minutes. And in 3 minutes we will get the best degrees in the world. All the other degrees which people think I got lot of degrees behind my name, all those degrees won't be of any avail in this world also, in the qabr, in the year after. The real degree that will really help us, and for 3 minutes daily, if you just read this, you get the best degree, the best accolades that Allah Rabbul Izzat Himself will write on our forehead: Bara'atum minan nifaq wa bara'atum minan nar. That this person now, he is free from hypocrisy. Today we are living in such a hypocritical world. Myself, the husband will bring black magic chocolates for the wife. The wife will present some, cook some nice food, but we are outside, we are chatting with somebody else. She is busy chatting with somebody else, and there are fights like cats and dogs in the house. Whereas marriage, Allah Ta'ala has made, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, to have peace and comfort with one another. Today we are living in such a time that your best friend, you say, I thought he's my best friend, but he did me down. So this type of hypocrisy, Hazrat says, that in the earlier days of Islam, it was that nifaqe amali, that is in our practice, that we are like hypocrites. Myself, first of all, I have to look at my own condition, and each one, as our Hazrat teaches us, think of my own self. I have come for my Islam, we all came for our own Islam. So I must look at myself, don't even think askance of anybody else. That I myself, my condition, I act like a big sheikh or a big alim or whoever, or dress like a Muslim, but in my heart there's something else. The love for the lifestyle of the disbelievers. So Allah Ta'ala save us. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. The munafiqeen will be in the worst and worst punishment by Allah Rabbul Izzat. As we heard Maulana explain that Jahannam is not a small thing. And the munafiqeen, it is mentioned that they will be put in steel coffins. And those coffins will first be made boiling, red, hot. And then they will be put in those coffins. And لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. You won't be alive and you won't be dead. You won't able to move, you won't able to turn in any way whatsoever. So Allah save me, all of us, just by reciting 100 times durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as Hazrat teaches us, let us make a slot, promise to myself, otherwise we think today, another day passed in the Islahi majlis, in the Islahi jalsa, how many times did I recite today durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If I ponder and think a little, then I'll realize that I haven't read my durood. It's already, Allah says, wal asr, the sun is setting, and you still haven't come right. You still haven't finished your mamulat of the day. And then we haven't finished our mamulat of life. So Allah Ta'ala make me, all of us realize. And then Allah will give you the second accolade, bara'atum minan nar, that this person will be saved from the fire of Jahannam. So Allah Ta'ala give me, all of us, tawfiq. And this is actual Islam. What I learned, as Maulana said, we have to put it into practice. Just start reading and then we'll think, a person like me, I can't change my life. I can't, as we heard, the worst, terrible, sugar pulp, coated pulp, sports. But I say, I can't leave it. It's very hard to leave. At least I'll know the score. I won't watch the match, but I must find out the score. All that will just disappear from our lives. And never ever let me think that no, I'm not a hypocrite. And we have no right to regard anybody as hypocrite. In the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah revealed the names of the hypocrites to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah Ta'ala gave, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a secret keeper, a confidant, Hazrat Huzaifa ibn Yaman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the names of the hypocrites. And regularly, Allahu Akbar, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, lokana nabiyyan ba'di lakana Umar, that personality which Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, if the perchance had there be a Nabi after me, which is impossible, they would have been Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But regularly he goes to Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu and he says, oh Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, please, I don't want to know the names of the hypocrites. I want to know if my name is there. Hazrat Ibn Mulaika rahmatullah alayhi, a tabi'i, he says, I met 30 sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and every one of them were worried that I don't have nifaq in my heart. And me, let me ponder and think. I think I'm a very good Muslim, and we should make shukr Allah has brought us here through the barakat of our shaykh, our mashayikh, that to make us realize of these realities. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy and kindness, Allah ta'ala has made the arrangements for this Islahi Jalsa. That today we should realize and understand, we came for an Islahi Jalsa, but what is the position of Islam in our deen? Today we think it's just an Islahi Jalsa, I got some other work that is more important. But we find, as Maulana has mentioned, that when Allah said, "Kunu ma'as-sadiqeen," be with the true, righteous, pious servants who have recognized Allah, who have understood why Allah gave us life, they will teach us what is the position of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Hakimul Ummat, the Hakim, the real spiritual doctor of the Ummat, Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi said that nek banna farz hai. That is to make your islah is farz. Islah is farz-e-ain. Every person himself has to make his islah. And like for example, if there's a janaza in any community, that is farz-e-kifaya. If few people of the community see to that janaza, then the whole community will be absorbed of that farz. If nobody sees to it, then the whole community will get the guna. But islah, every person, like salah is farz, our islah is farz. Our dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi so beautifully teaches us that when we don't realize that our islah is farz, then even in matters of deen, how we will slip. And we see today, Hazrat says, aajkal hafiz banna mein bahut shauk hai, alim banna bahut shauk hai, mufti banna bahut shauk hai, lekin muttaqi banna jo farz hai uske liye shauk nahi. He says, Hazrat says that hafiz banna, alim banna, mufti banna farz e kifaya hai. That is also farz e kifaya. If few people become ulama, huffaz, etc., that is the whole community will be absorbed. But for every person, even an alim, you can be even the mufti of the time, your sheikh of the time also, and to have your worry and concern of your islah is farz. And this concern is not just one jalsa, or I became bad and I got khilafat, that's the end of the story. No, islah, we have to be worried till I reach my qabr with kalima la ilaha illallah. We just heard of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayh. So much concern he had that whether iman has penetrated my heart or not, whether I'm living with iman or not, on his dying bed. And that is the time when shaitan makes the greatest effort. And in this world, shaitan first makes an effort that you don't come close to Allah Ta'ala. Then he sees he can't stop us, people are going to become hafiz, alim. Then he gets us involved in the work and the actual object, he makes us forget. That today we see Allah Ta'ala, mashallah, so many huffaz in the world, so many ulama. Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib rahmatullah used to say, today people even boast that I got so many lectures of my sheikh on my stick, and I got so many CDs, so many bayans, so many madaris, etc. He says, but have you got one nasihat of your sheikh in your life? If I got that in my life, I am talking of myself, I don't have it. And that is why we need this ICU treatment. We supposed to be going to the mashayikh. The mashayikh make arrangements for us, which we can't make enough shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayh, on his dying bed, every time his the sons are around him and they're reading kalima, he's saying, Abi Nahi, Abi Nahi. And he goes in a state of semi-consciousness. He comes right, they ask him, oh Abba, he's making talqeen of kalima and you saying, not yet, not now. He says, kalima, alhamdulillah, I know. But I'm having a fight with shaitan at this moment. Shaitan is telling me, oh Ahmad, you slipped away from my clutches. He says, not yet, till my ruh is not gone out. So this is islah, that I have to be worried that my husne khatima, that oh Allah, my end result must be what be complete, perfect iman. In that way that you are happy and pleased for me. And Allah has made the arrangement. Every person that Allah sent in the world, Allah Ta'ala has sent with such a heart that every person has got the ability to recognize Allah. All he has to do, he just has to be in the right company. And that is why Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us that kullu mauludin yulad wal fitra. Every child in the world that comes is born on what is called fitra. Today what shaitan and all his allies, all his friends, which we just heard Mawlana that Allah Ta'ala teaching us in Surah Fatiha, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِينَ. Those are all the friends of shaitan. And al-kufru millatun wahida. The whole kufr nation is one nation. And Islam, Allah Ta'ala says, خَلَقَكُمْ فَمِنْكُمْ كَافِرْ وَمِنْكُمْ مُؤْمِنْ. We created you, and then you split up into groups yourself. Either you realized why Allah created you, or either you didn't realize it. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize that shaitan makes us think that no, it is my life and I can do what I want to with it. And nobody should tell me, as today we see, you tell somebody, any person, don't do this, don't play music so loud, he'll tell you, Mahana, it's not your business. Allah Ta'ala says, كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ. What a height of audacity, of ungratefulness to Allah Rabbul Izzat. They just think, 1 minute before you came in the world, وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا, you were not loving. فَأَحْيَاكُمْ, we gave you life. And if you think it's your life, ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ, when Allah has destined, we'll take your life away. If it's your life, then you won't die. So why are you, you can be in the midst of your pleasures and enjoyment. Allah save us, it is not enjoyment. Our Dada Sahib says so beautifully, main aapko ek maza ki baat bata do. Must I tell you something of enjoyment? We all want to hear things of enjoyment. Hazrat, we all say, Hazrat bata do, that Allah tell, oh, our Hazrat tell us, what is a word of enjoyment? He says, maza ki baat ye hai ke guna mein maza hai hi nahi. That the word of enjoyment is realized in sin, there is no enjoyment whatsoever. Artificially it looks enjoyable, but ask every person, after all his sin, where he lands up, either a drug addict, and either he lands up into, Allahu Akbar, worse, depression first, drug addict, then he wants to commit suicide, and Hazrat says, when you think you commit suicide, and that's the end of the story, when you go into the qabr, you see it's the start of the story. And then you can't run out of the qabr. So Islah, the time for Islah is now, while we have life. And like Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib also, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say, that many people used to come and say, Hazrat, I want to make my Islah. I need a sheikh, I need to take bath, but I'm still not ready. So Hazrat, in his beautiful way, used to say, bhai, well, when are you going to get ready? Before Maut or after Maut? He says, Hazrat, obviously before Maut, I must change my life. So Hazrat says, okay, tell me when you're going to die. He says, Hazrat, that I don't know. So he says, it means it's now. When Allah has put it in your heart, Allah has pulled you. So don't wait for the next moment. Don't say, I'll still think about it. Think that I need an Islah, you can't do it on your own. And when we don't, Islah, when we don't realize it's for us, and then we don't pay attention to our Islah, the opposite of Islah is fasad. Islah means to correct, to make things properly, to correct everything. But today we correct all those things that are not part of us. And we worry about those things. A person is too worried, his car is not moving well, etc. He's finding out of the best mechanic at everything. He goes and takes his car and he looks after and he makes sure he does his service. And when his car is moving well, he's too happy. But who is more important, the car or the passenger himself? Today we are worried of the cars, of the vehicles, even our body. Our body is not ourselves. Our body is the car. And the reality is our ruh. When that ruh comes out, then Allah says, أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. When the time when your ruh comes out, what is in your heart? We see at that time, when the ruh comes out, then the mouth is wide open. A person who passes away, his eyes are popped out. Why at that time, our Shaykh explained so beautifully, that when there's a plane crash or anything, then the first thing they look for the black box, that is what has happened, all when the pilot is speaking in the plane, then it's all recorded in a black box. So if the plane crashed, then they try to find out what went wrong. Hazrat says, don't worry about the black box, worry when my ruh comes out, I'll see the color of my ruh, it shouldn't be a black box. It should be a white, sparkling ruh. And this is what is Islah all about. That we make an effort, and end of the day, we can try, but we will never complete our Islah till we go to the qabr. But Allah's fazl and karam is so kind, Allah is so merciful, that when you step into the right path, with the right intention, then Allah writes you as that. A person wears his ihram to go for umrah, to go for hajj, he just left his house, his intention was clear, I'm only going for Allah's pleasure, and he passes away. Allah appoints a farishta to make for him hajj every year, to make for him umrah every year, till qiyamah. So Allah Rabbul Izzat is very, very merciful. So we find today that when we don't worry about Islah, then even in the matters of deen, when we are too worried of the outward structure and the reality and the object, what is deen has to come in my heart. The raza of Allah, as Hazrat Mawlana Qamru Zaman Sahib Damat Barakatim explained so beautifully. He says that when you get up in the morning, that think again, who gave me my life? It's only Allah Rabbul Izzah that gave me my life. And if Allah gave you your life, then an intelligent person will think that what is the object of my life? Why Allah gave me my life? That I must just get up now, go to work or go to school or and just carry on, and that is my life and that is how I must pass my life. Then our pious elders, Mawlana Umar Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali, used to say, then what are you? You just a machine that pakhana banane ki machine hai. You just only know how to manufacture stool and urine. Is that why Allah Ta'ala created us? No, Allah Ta'ala created us in this world to bring mercy, to bring the rahmat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala has shown us, Allah didn't leave us as orphans, that you come in the world and lead your life on your own. Allah Ta'ala has made all the arrangements for us, that our islah should be made, and we should be looking forward to meet Allah Rabbul Izzat. When a person is on the road of Islam and is serious in making his Islam, then you will find every moment you will become eager and eager that I want to meet Allah Rabbul Izzat. And that person who loves to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet that person. So that is why we have come here, to learn the reality of life. Otherwise we are busy on those things which are just the artificial things, which are going to be left behind, not even going to come with me in the cover, and we'll be so worried about that, and the reality we forget. Like today, I just explained with regard to our cars, we are too worried that the car must be splendid, etc. But the passengers of the car, we're not worried of that. Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh explained that in a nearby country, a few years ago, a person bought a brand new car. And when we buy brand new cars and things of this world, we get more excited. Hazrat says, Allahu Akbar, if a person is making dua for a new car, a new job, and is just not getting it, and Allah gave you tawfiq to read 2 rakats salah, that 2 rakats is far valuable than the whole world and whatever it contains. And we'll think that I didn't get my job, I didn't get my car, but Allah gave us far better than that. So when I don't know what is Islam all about, then I don't know the reality. So this person bought his brand new car, came home excited, going into the house, telling his wife, come, we're going. He says, where are we going? He says, just come, we're going. Surprise. And we know we buy a new car, we are too worried, going for a drive, etc. Instead of making shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So anyway, he went into the house, his 2-year-old son, 2-3 years, was playing outside with his friend. And he had a rusted nail in his hand. And while playing, what does he know the value of the car? Like today, I don't know the value of Islam. I don't know the value of 2 rakat salah. So as Hazrat says, hum bachpan ho gaye, abhi bachpana nahi gaye. We 55, 60. We still don't know the reality of one subhanallah. The reality of 2 rakat namaz. This young boy took the nail, and from the front of the car till the back, he scratched the car with a rusted nail. The father came out excited, mother also out, and he just saw that. He got so upset, because more important was the car. And the people, the passengers, was not important to him. So he took that rusted nail in that anger of his. He took it, and with his all his force, he poked it into the son's hand from the bottom right till the elbow. Now they're supposed to be going for a joyous ride. And now that whole thing turns sour. And this is when we don't make our Islam, then the opposite of Islam is fasad. Fasad will come in the world. And today we say, why there's all problems? Why there's all times Muslims are going through problems, etc. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned it long before in the Qur'an Kareem. Zahara al-fasadu fil barri wal-bahr bima kasabat aydi nas. لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْدَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ Allah says, you will see evil and corruption has made his ugly head apparent, whether it's in the earth, whether it's in the oceans, in the skies, all over you see just problems. Everybody is saying life is difficult. Which country was we run to? You can run wherever you are, you won't get peace, you'll still get fasad if we don't run to Allah. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ We have to run to Allah. And to run to Allah Ta'ala, Allah has given us that run to the friends of Allah. Who your heart takes to, connect to that person. and properly. So this person now, they're supposed to go for a joyous ride, where they're supposed to be the enjoyment, and now it became facade. Now he realized the hand is bleeding. He has to take his son to hospital. When he takes his son to hospital, they do all the x-rays, etc. Doctors tell him that, "I'm sorry, my friend, the hand is gangrene already. The only thing we have to do, we have to cut off the hand." Whereas the car is important or the child is important. The child is your blood, he's part of you. But today the car is more important for us. Our children are not important. Our blood is not important. We are more worried the child scratched the car. If the child doesn't learn how to read Quran Sharif, that we're not worried about. We'll send or put our children into the worst terrible which we heard and we learned, and this is the effort of Shaitan. Shaitan doesn't just bring one thing into the air. He makes an effort, 30 years, a whole generation. And behind he's making all that effort. And we become so overtaken that today even the Mufti Sahab, even Sufi Sahab, even Tablighi Sahab, tell him, "Don't send your children to school." He say, "Mali Sahab, pachi hu tai." Then what will happen? How is my son going to learn? How is my son going to love? Allahu Akbar. Allah says, "La nas'aluka rizqa wa amur ahlaka bis salah." You are the slave of Allah. Any slave, he doesn't have to worry about his food. He doesn't have to, Allahu Akbar. As Maulana beautifully spoke about the great Tabi Hazrat Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi, he has mentioned an incident with him that one person bought a slave from the bazaar. Those days they were slaves, today they are no slaves. So he bought the slave, he took the slave home, and when he came home, he asked the slave, that, "What is your name?" And when the slave answered, he was surprised. "I didn't buy a slave, I bought a great wali of Allah, Rabbul Izzat." The slave said, "Oh master, what choice has the slave got? Whatever name the master calls him, that's his name." Today we know Allah Akbar, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, that's not his right name. But his master, our master, Sayyidina Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gave him that title. Till today we say Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala. And he loves that name. So anyway, he asked the slave like this, "What will you eat? Where will you sleep?" He says the slave has got no choice. He went in his house, he brought a present, he gave it to the slave, he said, "You freed." He says, "Oh master, I didn't even stay with you for a few minutes, and you're freeing me." He says, "Today you taught me how to be the slave of my Allah. I didn't make you, I can't make your food, I can't give you, I can't make your clothing." As Maulana taught us, and our Hazrat teaches us, that we can't pay for the food we are eating. What we are paying for is just in the system Allah has made, the transportation, etc. And that is also very heavily subsidized. And still we are complaining, things are very expensive. But we eat the rice, our Shaykh teaches us, and this is Islam, simple thing, to read Bismillah. We will tell our children, but when the food comes, I myself, I just worried, and looking at that plate must come here. And when I dish out, I forget to read my Bismillah. And Hazrat says, many of us, we got so much ikhlas, we'll say, "No, I read Bismillah in my heart." No, you don't eat with your heart, you eat with your mouth. So Bismillah must be read with the mouth. So that is, when we don't worry of Islam, then facad will come in the world. And what facad we can't imagine. If we walk down the corridors of history, before Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam came into the world, man forgot why Allah sent us in the world. And they forgot about the Islam. We forgot we are the best of creation. And you'll only remain the best when you connected to Allah. When you connected to your master. That slave who wants to act independent, the master leaves him and said, "You go and carry on your own life." Today we say the biggest disease in the world is stress related. Is stress and depression. What is no disease like stress and depression? Allah has mentioned, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ. Don't be like the people who forget Allah. Then, فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. Allah will make you forget yourself. And Allah will give you rope. Allah will give you chance. As Maulana mentioned, Allah is Arhamur Rahimeen. Allah doesn't take us to task immediately. Allah is Haleem. Allah is very tolerant. Allah gives you chance. Just now my banda will change. Just now my banda will change. But when you don't change, Allahu Akbar. Like Fir'aun, Allah gave him such a kingdom. 400 years he never knew what's a headache. And then when Allah said, then he thought that it's my life. I am the king of the world. I am the creator of the world. Allahu Akbar. So anyway, we should understand and realize that when a person doesn't realize, realize that Islam is faran and that is my most important thing, then I'll even be doing work of deen, but I haven't reached my objective. And it should be said that I go into the qabr and I'm said I'm not a hafiz, I'm not an alim, I'm not a Muslim, then what is going to happen to me? Then I can't take a U-turn. So this is the time. And when people didn't realize about Islam, and then we find, when we go back into the corridors of history, before Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam came into the world, Allah says, ظُلُمَاتٌ بَعْضُوَا فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ إِذَا أَخْرَجَ يَدَهُ لَمْ يَكَدْ يَرَاهَا. It was like people that dived into the darkest ocean, and so deep that you take out your hand, you can't even see your own hand. Today we are all worried of the load shedding. That is the outward light. Are we worried of the load shedding in my heart? The moment the lights go off, we'll scream, ah, against the government. Did I read, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun? Everything is in the control of Allah. Shaitan wants to make us feel that they are controlling things. Today, as Hazrat teaches us, that even from the mimbar we'll say, the Jews are controlling the economy. They are controlling the world. Then where is Allah? Wahu Allah. La ilaha illahu. Lahu alhamdu fil ula wal akhirah. Walahu alhukm. Wa ilayhi turja'un. There is nobody for us besides Allah. Whatever happens, first thing, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And then read the other part of the dua. Allahumma ujibna fi musibati. Wa khluf li khayran minna. Oh Allah, this musibah that came to me, the pious servants, any difficulty came to them, immediately they made istighfar. It's not today myself will play the blame game. Blame the wife, blame the children, blame my car. The mechanic, as Hazrat says, will even swear his tools. What is that going to help? In the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was darkness. Sahaba, every before they became the great men, which Allah says, Rijal, then Allahu Akbar. They were every evil you could think of. Allah blessed them with beautiful female offspring. They used to think this is a burden. And today the feminists want to think that they are a burden in the home. Whereas Allah Ta'ala says, when we give you glad tidings of a child, of a girl, then take care of that diamond. She's more precious than all the diamonds in the world. You don't take your diamond and put it in the street. You don't take your diamond and go put it in the university, in the school. Those diamonds are those precious women of the world, the Muslim women who realize their worth. They are the people that are the superpowers of the world. Our Shaykh says, who has conquered America and then Russia and then Britain? Or the Taliban, not they themselves, their mothers who stayed in their homes and put Iman into the heart of these children. That is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the greatest jihad are for the woman. These feminists, our Hazrat says, let them go and put their face in the toilet. Let them flush it down. They realize what Allah gave us, they can't be the best gift than what Allah gave us. Allah gave us fitrat. We have to go and light that fitrat which is in the heart. And where we will go, time is almost up. When Sahaba were lost, Allah Ta'ala says, and today we say that was the days of Jahiliyyah, ignorance, no schools, no madrasas, nothing. Today we say lot of madrasas, lot of universities. We are now in a sophisticated world. We are now living in a scientific world. We are progressive. But all the evils that took place at that time, in a sophisticated form, is taking place today. They buried their daughters alive. We are having abortions, and we're not talking of people who don't have Iman. People who are Muslim, in Muslim homes, abortions are taking place. The worst evils are taking place in the world. So we have become sophisticated Jahiliyyah. They were ignorant, they realized they're ignorant. Today we are so ignorant that I think I'm very clever. I'm a scientist. You know what I got? I'm a PhD. How can you say I don't know what I'm doing? Our Shaykh says, if you became a PhD and you didn't realize Allah gave you your life, then what is your PhD? A permanent head damage. Tera hua dimag, your head is upside down. That you say that our forefathers were monkeys. And we still pay a price to send our children to learn their filth and dirt. The scientists will tell you, don't go to the masjid, you'll get virus. Allah is telling us, come to the masjid. So Allah Ta'ala says, what arrangements we made. Don't say there is no arrangements for our Islam. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. When the world was lost in darkness, Allah sent the greatest light. none other than Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The personality of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is our life. That is our role model. Our Shaykh says so beautifully, if we want to progress in life, don't go with the way of technology, with the cell phone as we heard, the sports, it's not a cell phone, it's a hell phone. We have to walk 1400 years back to the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورُ وَكِتَابُ مُبِينَ يَعْدِي بِهِ اللَّهُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ رِضْوَانَ سُبُلَ السَّلَامِ. Allah will open the roads of peace when you follow the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the pleasure of Allah ta'ala. Today, simple sunnah. Am I leaving the masjid with my left foot? I'm so unconscious. I'm so in a hurry today. I'm wearing my shoes. I can't even stand for 2 seconds and see whether I'm wearing my right shoe first or my left shoe. And I'm too in a hurry just moving. So today, that is why we see the facade, the evil, the corruption. And though we shouldn't be despondent, don't think it's the end of the world. Allah says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Don't ever you cause harm to yourself. We realize today, if we just ponder and let us be honest, today who we have made our guide? Those people that go to the parks in the morning and in the evening, and who's their leader? Mr. Dog is on the leash. He wants to urinate and defecate, they'll wait for him. In the time of COVID, so many of our people, Allah save me, all of us, couldn't come to the masjid for Fajr, but in the parks they're holding the dogs and they're walking. Those people who have made the dogs the imams, they eat swine and they eat wine. We want to go in a similar restaurant and dine with such people. And then what is going to be the effect of our iman? Allah Ta'ala, if we didn't have an imam, then we could still say something. We have got Sayyidul Anbiya. We have got the Noor of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our solution is to walk 1400 years back to the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, we'll end off with this. Bada al-Islamu ghariba. How Islam started in the early time when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought the people out of darkness. As Hazrat explains, when we live in darkness, our whole tabiat changed. And then say it's my nature, I want to be a boy. Your tabiat has become filled. So you just enjoy stool. Come right, we are living an upside down world against the sunnah. So we say sunnah is difficult. Where sunnah is akmal tariqah, the most perfect, the most simple tariqah, the most beautiful tariqah. So we have to walk back 1400 years, back to the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To walk back, first of all, I have to realize I'm not on the right road. And remember, I shouldn't be fooled, our other teachers, just with the outward sunnah. No, I got a dari, I got topi, I got sunnah. No, there are sunnahs, internal sunnahs, external sunnahs. And we have to read the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, read the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our homes, and then we will see, we can scream about, today we are just passing messages, just evil, that evil. Hazrat Umar now said, you don't want evil to spread, don't talk about it. Do what we have to do. If there's darkness and we all scream and give a big bayan, darkness won't come. Load shedding again, if one person come with one candle in the masjid, there'll be so much light. 10 people come, so much light. So if I bring one sunnah in my life, in the life of my children, so much light will come in the home. Fasad will automatically go away. Evil will automatically go away. When the homes were filled with zikr, tilawat in the morning, with Quran, with fajr namaz, with tilawat, then it was all beautiful, there was peace in the world. When salam was the order of the house, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, our dada Shaykh San Hazrat Sahib said, then you didn't hear of sickness. Then you didn't hear about diseases. When salam has gone out of our homes, now all types of diseases. Allah make us, me, all of us realize and understand. We have to go back onto the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For that, first of all, we have to realize, istaghfiru rabbakum summa tubu. I have to beg Allah ta'ala for forgiveness and then make tawbah, make a pledge. Oh Allah, I want to change my life. And we have to beg Allah, ihdina sirat mustaqim. And we seek your assistance, oh Allah. And Allah is so merciful. Allah will help us. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding that let us join the hands of the pious servants of Allah Ta'ala. Tanha nahi chal sakoge muhabbat ki raah mein. Hum chal rahe hai, tum hamare saath chale. We can't walk alone on this path of the love of Allah. Just hold the hands of one of the pious servants and hold one pious servant's hand. Your maqsad and your object you will fulfill. You want to listen too many people, you'll get lost yourself.